This goes to Dr. Mutsatsen, M like Mary, O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N. Fax 989-953-5153. Regarding Mark, middle initial S like Sam, Giffen, G-I-F-F like Frank, I-N like November. Date of birth is 9-14 of 1962. Dear Dr. Mutsatsen, this is a consultation for Mr. Giffen, who was sent for evaluation of low bicarbonate levels noted on labs starting in May of 2025. The levels are ranging between 18.6 up to 20.2. And the most recent lab was done 2/17/26, and the carbon dioxide level was 19.2. He does have normal renal function. He does not take very many medications. He takes aspirin, 81 milligram, every day, and Cialis, 10 milligram, if needed. Prevacid is 15 milligram. He rarely uses that, and only for reflux and heartburn symptoms, but not very often. He does use Norco for pain occasionally. He has not used Celebrex for quite a while. And Norflex, he's been using that for the last 2 days for the chronic back pain, which seems to be more on the right side in the muscles, he explains. About a year ago, he was sent to Lansing and saw a rheumatologist and had a lot of rheumatology labs done. He believes that he may have been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis at that time. So we are going to send for records from the rheumatology practice in Okemos, Michigan. And we'll review those findings. He has no symptoms from the metabolic acidosis. He does not have chronic diarrhea. Generally, his problem is constipation. And so when he gets constipated and has not been able to move his bowels for more than 3 or 4 days, he will use Ducalox tablets, one, and by morning he'll move his bowels at least twice and feels like he adequately empties his bowels, but he does not have chronic diarrhea and does not have any vomiting or nausea. He does have fatigue very often, and he is medically disabled and has not worked for several years. He did not have a follow-up visit with the rheumatologist because then he's had back and neck surgery since that time. So he's been undergoing a lot of surgery on his back within the last year, he tells us. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. He does feel like he's out of shape because he's not done any kind of physical activity for about 2 years. And so he does have some dyspnea with extreme exertion, but with normal activity, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, no PND, no recent cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Cloudiness or blood in the urine, and he feels as if he urinates very often and frequently, and he does have nocturia 1 to 2 times a night. He is very tired during the day, generally, and he feels like he doesn't sleep very well because of the chronic pain. He knows that he has pre-diabetes, but also has very low blood sugars at times. So he doesn't really eat a specifically formulated diabetic diet, but he does know which foods he should avoid, and they're generally simple carbohydrates. Past medical history is significant for hypertension. POTS, it's all caps, P-O-T-S, chronic low back pain and neck pain, severe arthritis, possibly rheumatoid type, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, chronic fatigue, gastroesophageal reflux disease, a history of colon polyps, peripheral neuropathy, most likely secondary to all the back problems he's had, tension headaches, erectile dysfunction, prediabetes with hypoglycemia. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopy, anterior cervical fusion, cardiac catheterization was done May 16th, 2023, tonsillectomy, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, lumbar fusion with hardware, and left shoulder surgery. Social history, he is an ex-smoker who quit several years ago. He denies alcohol use. He has a past history of marijuana use, but denies current use and no other illicit drugs. He is permanently disabled and married, lives with his wife. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, cancer, asthma, and alcohol abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to gabapentin, Flexeril, Lipitor, and adhesive tape. Medications were previously reviewed. The only medication he takes every day regularly is aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 276 pounds, height is 71 inches, pulse 60, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, very difficult to see posterior pharynx due to prominent tongue, clear drainage, pink. Midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise and no lymphadenopathy, no palpable nodules or lesions. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, one plus ankle edema bilaterally, decreased sensation, feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 217 of 26. Sodium was 137, potassium 4.3, chloride 105, carbon dioxide 19.2, calcium 9.0, creatinine is 1.1, estimated GFR greater than 60. His glucose was 138, albumin 4.2, AST 24, ferritin level was 182, iron level was 55, iron saturation was 14.32, microalbumin to creatinine ratio was less than 5, hemoglobin A1C was 6, and that was 11.3 of 25. Magnesium is 2, TSH 1.9, free T4 0.92, total testosterone 400, vitamin D25OH was 57.5, vitamin B12 is 510. Urinalysis was done 8-12-25, negative for blood, negative for protein. CBC done 7-8-25, hemoglobin is 14, normal white count, normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C was again 6. Assessment and plan. 1, metabolic acidosis, possible tubular renal tubular metabolic acidosis. We are going to repeat a basic metabolic panel. We want venous blood gases, urine pH, urine sodium, urine potassium, these are all random tests, a urine chloride, urine osmolality, and urine urea, and a urine glucose. Once all those studies are back, the proper treatment for the metabolic acidosis can be determined. Possibly sodium bicarbonate replacement, or some other treatment will be required. We are going to request results from the Okemos Rheumatology Clinic, where the patient saw Kelsey Garrod, G-A-R-R-E-D, a rheumatology nurse practitioner, and we will send a release for those records to review the labs and the findings to see if he has any rheumatological condition that may be causing metabolic acidosis. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.